He puts me so much trouble, it's not my fault. All this I also lose my friends, I lost my baby. That is looking crack, only today want to change. He wanted a soda, could give me a try, well, I do feel.
Welcome, Cracked fans. I'm Dalton Thieneman, and first and foremost, I wanted to thank everyone, all the Cracked fans, for the tremendous outpour of support throughout our launch and in our first week being live. I know I'm speaking for the entire Cracked Rackets team that it was truly a humbling experience to see so many people excited and engaged from the tennis community around the world. And for starters, we wanted to throw out a couple of our highlights from the first week of launch. We have 600 active users, 3,000 website views, and 35,000 impressions on social media, on our social media platforms there. And our reach already within the first week is to 200 cities across 13 countries across 4 continents around the world. So thank you so much for the support. Like we said, first week, our podcast made it all the way up to number 32 on the U.S. amateur charts. And also wanted to give a major shout out to all the guys that did takeovers at Kalamazoo, specifically Adam Neff, Max Wild, Andrew Dale, Will Grant, and Tyler Zink. Really appreciated that, and you all gave a really, really cool insight as to what it takes to be a elite level junior tennis player and the grind, not only practice wise, but also nutritionally and just the whole process that goes into it. Also, wanted to give you an update as to what we're doing this week. We have Will Blumberg, who is the ACC Freshman of the Year and 2017 NCAA finalist, All-American, and big-time UNC star. So we're excited to have Will on, and he had an incredible freshman year, as a lot of you know, and also has had major success on the Challenger circuit here recently. So excited to have Will on here shortly. Also, we will have back-to-back national champion and Florida star player Brooke Austin on next week. Brooke and I had a great conversation, so I'm excited to share that with you guys. Also, another order of business here. The Cracked team is going to be going to Cincinnati for the Western and Southern ATP tournament here this weekend. We have all-access media pass, and so we'll be providing live coverage there. We got some goodies to come. So subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, and check out CrackedRackets.com. So thank you so much, and again, for the support. We really appreciate it. And here is my conversation with North Carolina star Will Blumberg. Hey, Cracked fans, Dalton Thieneman here. We've got a good one for you today with All-American, ACC Freshman of the Year, and 2017 NCAA finalist Will Blumberg. We're excited and thrilled to have Will on tonight, and we're going to look into Will's successful freshman year at North Carolina and then also his recent success on the Challenger circuit. Will, thanks for coming out tonight.
Yeah, no worries. Right off the bat here, you got to tell me how you got Odell Beckham giving you a shout-out.
Yeah, well, my uncle, I was doing something for Odell, and my brother got lucky enough to go out there, spend some time with them, and he was throwing around some passes, and we're talking about that or something, and then my brother texted me, and he was like, hey, check your phone. I got that video, and I was pretty pumped.
I bet, man. That was pretty strong. I was like, oh, man, he's best friends with boys with Odell.
Yeah, right. Definitely not boys, but I was pumped to get that.
So, yeah, just tell me a little bit about yourself and how you originally got into the game. Is your family a big tennis family?
My dad played in school. My mom's probably, like, the most athletic person I know. And so they're really athletic, so that definitely helped. But I always kind of wanted to be like my older brothers. I have two older brothers, Andrew and Alex, and they both played kind of growing up. And we played in Rhode Island, So I always kind of wanted to do what they were doing, and they were seemed to be playing tennis. I always kind of wanted to copy them, and that kind of got me into tennis.
So are you the youngest?
Yeah, I'm the youngest.
So I'm the oldest of four boys. I have three younger brothers. Sounds like it's a similar situation to your household growing up. And this is my theory. The youngest is the best because we kind of bullied him. Like, you're not playing with us. You're not good enough. You're too little. You're too young. Was it the same way for you all?
I definitely got my fair share of I'm not allowed to play. I don't know. I mean, I definitely think that growing up with them, like, definitely helped me because they, like, kind of showed me the ropes. But, I mean, they were awesome. They helped me out a lot, so it was cool.
And how much older?
My oldest brother is 24. My middle brother is 22.
And you're 19.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is your mom pretty, you said she's the glue. Being around, you know, the guys, she's got to be very competitive as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's all, like, in good fun, you know? I mean, I think that's what, like, makes everyone better, no matter where you are or what you do. I mean, if you're competitive, you want to be better than the next person. So, I mean, we're all competitive in a fun way. We all hate to lose. And, yeah, I mean, she's awesome. I don't really know.
So when did it all click for you? Was there, like, a specific moment in time? Was there a tourney win? Was it in juniors at a national tournament? When did you know that you were an elite-level tennis player?
Basically, I signed up for the tournament with my friends called Little Mo, and we played, and then somehow we qualified for, like, the first thing that goes on to this place in Chicago, and I ended up qualifying for that. And so then I made it to the finals, which is a bunch of people, like 16 guys for each age division, go down to Austin, Texas, I think, and then played the Little Mo's. And when I was 10, I actually won my division. So I guess kind of then I knew that I was, like, pretty solid in tennis, but I didn't know if that was, like, what I only wanted to do. I mean, I played a lot of other sports growing up, but I knew that I was pretty good at tennis at that point.
So what other sports did you play? Were you passionate about?
I really liked basketball, baseball. I still play some golf, but just a lot of sports.
So when did you go down just to tennis? Like, when did you focus on tennis only?
I think I quit probably when I was, like, 12 or 13. Probably, like, 13.
All right, so, you know, how did it feel coming in as a freshman? What expectations did you have at UNC? What was your approach coming in?
I mean, I knew that I was definitely going to do my best to try and help the team in any way. Obviously, I think I kind of exceeded my expectations this year. I mean, I just wanted to come in and help the team in any way possible and do our best to have a chance to win a national championship. So that was my goal kind of coming in, just help the team in any way I could.
And talk about maybe, you know, as a freshman, did you have mentors or, you know, senior leadership on the team that you really leaned on?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty close with, like, kind of all the guys. Definitely having Ronnie and Jack kind of as our acting captains last year were awesome. And they were really good guys to kind of follow their lead. But I think that our whole team was really close last year, and I think that was kind of, like, the best part about our team and what helped us through a lot of matches. So, I mean, I think I kind of banked on everyone, which was awesome.
So, you know, obviously you made the finals of the NCAA tournament this year. You kind of, you know, rolled through the competition. You get to the finals. You're the most outstanding player, All-American, ACC Freshman of the Year. Where was your head going into that tournament?
Into the tournament or into the final?
The tournament as a whole. So, I mean, were you going in extremely confident, knowing that you could win it? What was your approach?
Yeah, I mean, listen, like, I honestly mean this. I think there are probably 30 guys that played that tournament that had a chance to win. If you ask anyone, I mean, you had to come ready to go. Like, those are the best of the best in college tennis. I mean, to be honest, I was lucky to be a part of the tournament. And just happy that I did really well. I mean, I was kind of ready to battle. I was playing well and I was in shape. I mean, listen, I was confident with every match that I went into, but I was just kind of happy to be a part of it.
You've mentioned that to me before, the conditioning component. So would you say that you were in the best condition of your life going into that tournament?
That's tough to judge. It was definitely up there. I definitely felt really, really good going into that tournament.
Yeah, and just probably hitting it clean, playing loose.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, things are going well for our team, which makes it easier, so it was awesome.
Looking past next year, I mean, what expectations are you setting for yourself? Do you have any short-term, long-term goals?
I don't really know. that's just completely honest right now. I kind of need to sit down with my coaches and my family and kind of figure that out. Right now, I'm playing pretty well, and I'm happy with the way things are going. So kind of summertime is when I sit down and kind of make some new goals for the year. So we'll probably figure that out quite soon.
I hear you. Well, so what's your focus in terms of conditioning or in tennis? Is there a certain area that you're trying to strengthen?
I'm kind of trying to strengthen, like, everything in my game right now. I think everything can always get better. Even my conditioning can always get better, and weightlifting can get better, and everything. So just trying to all around be better. So just continuing to work on, honestly, everything each day.
So, you know, moving on, switching gears here a little bit. So what equipment, what rackets are you rocking these days, Will?
I use a Head Prestige racket. I've used Head pretty much my whole life, give or take a couple of years. I love Head rackets. I use Solinco string. I use, like, I mean, and then our school supplies, like, all our clothes. So Nike sponsors Carolina. I've been using that for now.
So are you sponsored by Head, or is that
preference? In college, there's like some rules where they can provide like the rackets and string and stuff, kind of what rackets you like, they provide while you're in college. You can't really be sponsored, I don't believe, while you're in college. I think that's against the rules, but I'm not sponsored by any of that in school.
So, Will, tell us a little bit about your cracked racket situation. Is that more of a junior's thing from the 12s and 14s, or do you find yourself cracking a racket every now and again?
To be completely honest, I'd have to say zero. I'm not a big, I don't take my anger out, to be honest, like, on my racket. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm definitely at zero.
So I'm going to get off the beaten path a little bit here. Is there a certain artist or album or song out right now that you have on your playlist? You know, is there a type of music that you're into?
I listen to the same song before I go on the court every match.
Every time?
Yeah, like right before I go on the court, I listen to the same song. It's by Jay-Z. It's called Jungle Remix.
How long have you been doing that routine?
I don't know. I feel like definitely for a couple of years now.
So you've been all over the country and probably the world for your tennis career. Is there a favorite place that stands out in your mind that you love the experience, you love that place?
I think one of my favorite places that I've ever been was Melbourne in Australia. I don't know why. People were really nice there, and the town was really pretty, and I felt kind of at home there, which is really weird because it's probably the furthest point. I really like that from, like, a travel standpoint, but probably playing at Wimbledon was probably the coolest thing that I've ever done, I think.
So you played at Junior Wimbledon there?
Yeah.
Is that pretty surreal? You probably dreamed of playing the National Wimbledon, but being there for Junior Wimbledon had to be pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I got the chills when I first walked on to play a match there, but I mean, it definitely makes you want to come back and play the real thing, to be honest. Playing juniors is awesome, but
yeah,
I mean, playing the real thing would be awesome.
You know, we're going to get a little funky here. If we pulled your tennis bag out right now after the trip to Rhode Island, what's the weirdest thing or the most outlandish thing in your bag?
I don't have anything that weird. I mean, you guys might think this is weird. I think this is, like, the best thing in my bag. But my mom, every Easter, gives us, like, some Easter baskets.
Okay.
And when I was really young, she gave us, like, this Easter rabbit. And I still have the rabbit from when I was really young in my
Wait, so, like, is this a chocolate rabbit or is this
a... No. It's, like, a stuffed animal.
Okay.
So I have that. And then I actually have two of them in my bag. And I don't know if you guys would think that's weird, but I think that's the best thing in my bag, personally.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the most embarrassing moment on the court? I'm sure something's coming to mind right now. Did you fall? Did you whiff an overhead in front of a big crowd?
I don't know. I haven't had that many embarrassing things. I guess this would be semi-embarrassing, but I've actually thrown up during a couple of matches. I threw up, like, last week playing Newport. Sometimes it's hot. It's probably happened to me, like, three or four times. It's super hot, or, like, I just don't feel good. And I've never thrown up on the court. One time I walked off the court, and the other time I threw up in a bucket. So.
Okay, we'll keep rolling then. The rapid-fire segment.
All right, sounds good.
We'll start this off. It'll be 5 to 10 questions here.
Cool.
I'm just going to fire them at you and one-word answer. So.
All right, sounds good.
What Super Smash player do you play with?
Bowser.
Who is your favorite tennis player?
Andy Murray.
If you're forced to give up a stroke in tennis, what would it be?
Backhand volley.
Favorite meal off the court?
No question, chicken tenders and fries.
Put some ranch sauce on there, or what?
Definitely some ketchup.
Favorite snack on the court?
I don't really know. I don't think I have one.
Favorite thing to do in your spare time, non-tennis related?
Golf.
Best tennis court surface?
Hard court.
Favorite TV show or documentary?
SCIS.
Most entertaining player on the tour?
Kyrgios.
Favorite song right now?
Killing me. Probably Straight Jacket.
By who?
Quinn.
Favorite sports star, non-tennis related?
Odell.
Finish this sentence. My favorite thing about a fresh can of tennis balls is?
The smell, 100% of the time.
All righty. That wraps up the rapid fire segment and the interview. Will, really appreciate you taking the time. Really know you have a rigorous schedule, training-wise, practice-wise. You've been traveling quite a bit on the Challenger circuit the last few weeks and months, and you know, an interview was the last thing you wanted to do here tonight. But thanks for giving some insight to the fans and the Cracked Rackets community and tennis community at large. Definitely looking forward to see what the future has in store your sophomore year. But Will, thanks again. Hope to talk to you. You're welcome back anytime, man.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the conversation with Will. It was a unique conversation, getting to know some of the ins and outs and the approach that Will takes going into matches. In fact, that he listens to a little Jay-Z action, the Jungle remix was was a good one for me. I definitely am going to add that to my playlist here going forward because I need a little spark in my game as well. But again, follow our trip to Cincinnati this weekend with the Western and Southern Open. We're going to be providing live coverage there with some podcasts and maybe some interviews and videos. We got some goodies for you for sure. Very excited to have Brooke on next week. She's going to be a great one for you guys. You're really going to enjoy that. Also, go follow our Twitter and Instagram pages. Go like our Facebook page. Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. And go check out CrackedRackets.com. We've got a lot of good articles up. Our team's doing a phenomenal job. I can't say that enough. So thanks again for coming out for the Cracked Rackets pod, everybody. Hope you have a good week and weekend. See you next week. You will be more. You will be good, but you will be more.